Happy Pentecost to all of you. You know, maybe walking 50 days. Pentecost means 50, right? Penta, 50. And in these 50 days, we'll be walking in a journey, celebrating the resurrection of the Lord in Easter, right? So today, we heard beautiful readings about this event that happened in the life of the apostles and the Blessed Mother, right? We heard about this wind that came, the wind, the fire coming towards them, like representing the Holy Spirit. And when we think about that, we can say that it seems that that experience was only for them, right? We think maybe that's only for them. But in reality, the experience is for all of us. That's why Jesus in the Gospel of John, chapter 16, he says that it is good for me that I go, he says the Lord. It is good for me that I go, because if I go, I will send you the Advocate. And in a certain way, Jesus is thinking about all of us. Because if Jesus stays, it will be just only for the people that were around him. But if Jesus goes, he will send the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is for all of us. It will cover more people than just Jesus staying by himself, right? So also, if we continue reading in this Gospel of John, in chapter 17, Jesus does a beautiful prayer. And this prayer is a prayer of unity. And he says, I pray not only for them, meaning the disciples, but also for those who will believe in the words that they will say. So that means all of us. Jesus is praying for all of us. The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Holy Spirit is not just only for what happened in the upper room. The Holy Spirit is for all of us, because Jesus wants us to be filled with the grace. The grace of the Holy Spirit is the company. That's why Jesus said, I don't want you to be alone. I will send you the Holy Spirit, who will come upon you, will come for you, will help you, right? So I want to give you this image. The Holy Spirit is like having a beautiful car in front of your house, a Ferrari, right? So it's like going home today, you're going to find this beautiful Ferrari in front of your house, right? Just pictured in front of your house, your favorite color, right? And it has your name on top, right? Is it? This Ferrari is like the Holy Spirit, right? So would you just have this beautiful Ferrari in front of your house just as a decoration? So people can say, stop by and say, oh, there is a Ferrari in front of your house. Nice, right? Beautiful, eh? Would you just have it as a decoration? Or would you say, well, I think the key is there. Let's go for a ride, eh? So we can show off a little bit, right? So the Holy Spirit is like this Ferrari. It's to be used. Huh? It's to be used. It's not just a decoration that we have, right? So in confirmation, we receive this grace, which is the Holy Spirit. And if I ask you, those who are confirmed or going to be confirmed, do you feel anything different when you were confirmed? Oh, you say, no, I didn't feel anything different. But the Holy Spirit is acting within us. We have to make it work. And we have to put this Holy Spirit to work, to use it. Like this Ferrari, we need to use it. And that's what the Lord has invited us today to think about in this Pentecost. So this week, I had a very interesting and a scary phone call. The phone call, they left a message saying that I was being sued by the United States government. Just imagine. I've been sued by the United States government for intentional fraud. So they said, you have to call this phone number. No? So I was very frightened. I didn't know what to do. So I said, I think I need a lawyer now to answer this phone call. So I just remembered that the Father Vincent was a lawyer. So he said, okay, I went to next door office and said, knock, knock. I said, Father Vincent, I'm in trouble. Because I had to call, I mean, sued by the United States government because of an intentional fraud. So he said, well, what's happening? So I explained to him, we decided to make the phone call. When we made the phone call, the person identified himself as an IRS agent. So Father Vincent pretended that I was me, so he started talking to the guy. Said, what's the problem? He said, well, you've been evading some taxes, so you need to pay us back. So Father Vincent asked, how much is the amount? He said, oh, okay, the amount is $8,250. You have to pay it back. So I was concerned. I said, what's wrong with this? And what have possibly have done wrong? So, and then the guy said, if you don't pay, we're going to arrest you in 25 minutes. Yes, imagine, my head is spinning. Huh? I'm so worried, so upset. What's happening? So Father Vincent said, well, what are the options? He said, you have two options. The first option is that you have to go to Washington, D.C. with your criminal lawyer to a court. The second option is that you have to pay us back. So Father Vincent said, okay, so but we didn't get any notice in the mail. I said, yeah, we sent you two notices. So they gave us the address of my previous parish. So I was very in panic. I said, how come? So they said, no, we sent you two notices, so you have to pay us back. So Father Vincent said, well, how can we pay you back? I said, okay, you can go to the post office and get some money orders. Or you can go to the Apple store and get some gift cards. So in that period, you realize that was a scam. Right? So we hung up the phone. So that's what happened. Just imagine in those moments when we feel scared, frightened, and worried. We need somebody to speak in our behalf. We need somebody who is our advocate. And that's what the Holy Spirit is for us. The Holy Spirit is come to speak on our behalf. He's coming to help us. He's coming to give us the grace so we can make good decisions in life. It's like when we are looking for a job. What job does God want me to have? Or when I'm going to resign from a job, how can I resign from this job? Is it good for me? Is it not good for me? When you're going to find somebody to marry, is this person good for me? Is God asking me to marry this person? Or maybe just my own understanding. What is God asking me to do? When I'm going to go shopping, do I need this? Or do I not? I don't need this to buy. So I don't have to buy things that are not necessary. So the Holy Spirit is coming to help us to figure out things of our lives. A problem, a situation. The Holy Spirit is coming to help us, to give us a grace, even when we go to school, to help us to see what we have to study for the test, right? So the Holy Spirit is our friend, is our counselor, is our advisor, is our advocate. That's why Jesus wanted us to have this grace. And that's what we celebrate today in Pentecost, the grace of the Holy Spirit that is coming to speak on our behalf. But one important characteristic of this Holy Spirit is that the Holy Spirit is not a dictator. He doesn't violate our will. We need to ask, we need to want to have the Holy Spirit. We need to invite the Holy Spirit in our lives. Otherwise, the Holy Spirit doesn't come, right? So as we think about this image of this Ferrari, this Ferrari is like the Holy Spirit. Would you just leave it as a decoration in front of your house? Or do you would like to have this Ferrari for a ride? Go and enjoy. Have a ride. So we want to use this Holy Spirit. We want to work with Him. We want to listen to Him. So as we continue the Eucharist today, I invite you to pray with me three times this very simple prayer. Repeat after me. Come, Holy Spirit.
Come, Holy Spirit.
Come, Holy Spirit.
Come, Holy Spirit.
Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.